Agatha Raisin and Love, Lies and Liquor by M.C. Beaton. Read by Penelope Keith. When Agatha finally said goodnight to Charles and was undressing, the phone rang. "Now what?" she muttered, picking up the receiver. It was Harry Beam. "I've been trying you all evening," he said. "It was on television about Pete Sylan." Couldn't this call have waited until the morning? It was just this. Did you know that Fred Jankers and his late missus lived in Lewisham? In fact, I think Fred still has a house there. So? It's quiet at the agency. Why don't I go to Lewisham and make some inquiries? Maybe the neighbours know a bit about the late Geraldine. There might be some other man in the picture. Do the police think Pete killed Geraldine? I gather he has an alibi. Oh, all right, Harry, go to Lewisham, but keep in touch. Agatha rang off and got out of the rest of her clothes. She cleaned off her makeup, but was too tired to take a shower. She crawled into bed and lay there shivering. She could hear the sound of the waves pounding against the promenade outside. There was a knock at the door and she let out a whimper of terror. "Who's there?" she called.
"It's me, Charles."
Agatha crawled out of bed and unlocked the door. "I brought some brandy," said Charles. "Funnily enough, I can't sleep. Thought you might need a nightcap." "I could do with something," said Agatha. "I think I'm suffering from delayed shock. Aren't we supposed to be drinking hot sweet tea?"
"Probably, but brandy is cheerier."
Charles found two tooth mugs in the bathroom and poured generous measures of brandy. He was wrapped in a brightly coloured dressing gown. Agatha had got back into bed. He handed her a glass of brandy and then sat on the bed beside her.
"Cheers, Aggie."
"Cheers," echoed Agatha. After two glasses of brandy, she began to feel warm and sleepy. She placed the empty glass on the bedside table, leaned back against the pillows, closed her eyes and fell instantly asleep. Charles did not feel like going back to his own room. He got under the blankets next to her in the double bed and was soon asleep as well. The ringing of the telephone on the bedside table next to him woke him in the morning. Charles picked it up.
"Hello? This is James Lacey. I want to speak to Agatha."
"Is that you, Charles?
What are you doing in her room?" "What do you think?" said Charles cheerfully.
The phone at the other end was slammed down.
"Who is that?"
asked Agatha sleepily.
"Some idiot wanting to know if we want breakfast. Go back to sleep. It's only 7 in the morning."